Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
Good evening. You're listening to Community Focus on 88.1 The Park. My name is Allison Del Proposto, and tonight I am speaking with Miss Nancy Eggenberger, a member of the Giving Hope Women's Giving Circle. Why was the Giving Hope Women's Giving Circle started?
Well, it was started back in 2006, and I think it was started because the Canton Community Foundation felt that there was a need for a chance for women to kind of have an experience with philanthropy on their own. Giving circles had been growing in the country, and what they were finding is that women were all of a sudden kind of in charge of their own money. Consequently, they wanted to have some say over where they were donating their money. And one of the things that I think is somewhat unique and I think has made it appealing to a lot of women in our community is that all the money that we raise goes specifically to Plymouth and Canton. And so there's lots of great large organizations that are out there, but if you give to something, you might not always know that the money's going to come back and benefit someone right here in the Plymouth-Canton community.
What causes does the Giving Circle support through their giving?
We have supported a lot of different groups. Just one of the things I would have to give you a little bit is somewhat of our history. When we first started, we were giving out grants based on once a year, and people would give us RFPs, and we would decide who we could give, $2,000, $1,500, something like that. So we've given money to the Miracle League. We've given money to Growth Work. We've given money to Starfish Family Services, Oakwood Healthcare, Gleaners Community Food Bank. But one of the things that we realized a few years ago is that we really wanted to be able to give a large amount of money that could really make a big difference for an organization. And that's when we started our signature event. And our first group that we wanted to raise money for was the clothing bank in the Plymouth-Canton schools. And they had come to us and told us about how they don't have the right size bras, because that's not something that people can donate. They need to go out and buy it, and they don't often have the money to be able to buy all the different sizes for the different girls in our community. So we had an event called Give the Girls a Boot and raised over $8,000. And that will take care of the clothing bank and the amount of money they need for 3 years. So we felt like from doing that, we were able to really make a huge difference.
What have you learned about the philanthropy of women since you first started working with the Giving Circle?
Well, I guess I'd say I'm not sure that I am shocked about the philanthropy of women. I've been working with volunteer women for years in the schools, and it always is amazing to me is the amount of time and energy that women are willing to put into something they care about. And I see that again here in the Women's Giving Circle. There are women that are very generous with their money. There are women that are very generous with their time. And they believe in what we are trying to do. And I think what's been nice is that for some women that might be moving to our community, it's a chance to get involved in something and get to know other women. For women who, perhaps like myself, my children are out of school now. So the interactions I had with people when I was helping out in the schools, that was gone. And now I'm able to develop a chance to see people in another way. And a lot of times it's very similar to who I interacted with when volunteering at the school.
Most people assume that you need to be really rich to be a philanthropist. Has your involvement in the Giving Circle changed your ideas about that?
Yeah, I would say that I don't think that's accurate. One of the things that we do at every one of our events is we have something called the Pass the Purse. And it's sitting out there, and we ask women to just throw some money in there. Sometimes it's $5, sometimes it's $10. But more often than not, by the end of the evening, we've raised close to $500. And any organization that we give $500 to are thrilled. They're absolutely thrilled because that is making a huge difference for that organization. And so, you know, anybody that wants to come to any of our events doesn't need to feel like they need to necessarily spend the money to become a member. We're happy to have them come to our events and just give us a little bit to help with the Pass the Purse.
How has the Giving Hope Women's Giving Circle helped women get more involved in their local community, especially in the area of leadership?
Well, I would say that it's a great way to get involved in leadership because we have an advisory board. And this is a great chance for women who have never been on a board of an organization to get a chance to do it and learn what it's like and understand what are a board's responsibilities and how does that fit with how the organization is run. And we have terms that I believe are 2 to 3 years, so there's always kind of a rotation. And any woman that's interested in getting involved and having a chance to develop leadership activities would be welcomed.
Does the Circle have any short-term or long-term goals for its members?
Well, I think that on a long-term, we are always interested in growing our membership. We want to become as large as we can, and the bigger we are, the more money we have in our endowment to be able to give out more grants. So that is always our long-term goal, trying to do it as long as we can. But really, our short-term goal would be just kind of empowering women. We want them to understand and participate in philanthropy, giving them a chance to have decision-making on our boards and in our organization, having that experience of making a difference in the community and the community at large, then kind of learning about what are the needs out there, what is not being covered in the Plymouth-Canton area that we could step in and help out. The other thing that women get from being a part of our organization and something that we want them to learn is having a chance to kind of work together towards a goal.
For those of you just now listening, you're listening to Community Focus on 88.1 The Park. My name is Allison Del Propasto, and I am speaking with Ms. Nancy Eggenberger, a member of the Giving Hope Women's Giving Circle. What's one thing you got out of this experience that you hope every woman gets from participating in the circle?
You know, a chance to develop some strong friendships. That's been a wonderful experience, meeting people that I didn't know from my other experiences in the community. I think sometimes, especially here in the Plymouth-Canton area, it's easy for us to be in our own world and think, oh, you know, everybody's doing okay. There's not a huge need. And I think that's always helpful. And I think it's always helpful for me to realize there is still a big need and what can I do to make a difference.
Were there any experiences you had that related to your experiences as a school board member?
Well, having the experience of being on the school board helped me kind of understand how a board is supposed to run and how we can make sure that organization can run as smoothly as it can. I was able to be on the founding members of the Giving Hope Giving Circle, and we created our own bylaws. And it was some tough meetings where there were lots of conversations and lots of thoughts about how is this going to work and how can we make it work. And having that experience was wonderful. And I think probably being on the school board before and understanding bylaws and their purpose helped me then be able to understand how to make sure that we are creating the best bylaws we could.
And my last question is, why is it important for women to get involved in areas of leadership in the community?
Well, I think one of the things that we feel very strongly about in Giving Hope is that we want to empower women. And the stronger the women are in our community and understanding possible leadership roles and developing those leadership skills makes our community stronger. It makes more women available to apply to leadership roles. And I would say whether it's a woman or a man, the more people we have in our community that understand leadership skills and are able to use them in valuable ways, the better our community is.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tonight, I interviewed Ms. Nancy Eggenberger, a member of the Giving Hope Women's Giving Circle. You've been listening to Community Focus on 88.1 The Park. You can listen to Community Focus every Wednesday after Newsfile at 5:30. I'm Allison Del Propasto. Good night.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of Mimic Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.